Well, hey, I'm Doug Hanna, and I think you're going to recognize these guys. Peter Furler, Michael Tate, Newsboys United. Guys, welcome.
Thank you. Doug.
Congratulations on the record.
Thank you, Doug.
Excellent stuff. And I really would like to know, Peter, I'll start with you, since you kind of came back. What led you to want to rejoin or reform with Newsboys United?
Well, you know, the boys started working on a song called The Cross Has the Final Word, and they just kind of called up and said, would you like to, you know, be a part of it, maybe just produce the track and see what you do to it. And so I went into the studio and I sung down a guide vocal, and they really dug it. And they're like, hey, can we keep you on this track? You know, and I was like, yeah. So next minute we're doing kind of a guest vocal thing, featuring, you know, myself. You know, when you're working together, you start to have conversations more. And we started chatting about what would it look like to have the two eras of the band tour at the same time. And I think, you know, Michael and I, we've discussed this. Before it started, we didn't know if it was going to work or how it was going to work. In fact, I think we only booked a certain amount of dates.
Just in case, to try it out.
Yeah,
if it didn't work, we could all escape. And, but it works really well. You know, it was great. And we've loved it. And then, you know, moving forward, it's morphed into something completely different. It's really, we've obviously done shows together. Now we've done about 120 shows, and we're kind of keeping each other on more on stage. Hey, Mike, come on, you sing on this.
And the next step now is you're all going to get an apartment building together and just live communally.
We'll be living back when we started out. Actually, we're going to get a van down by the riverside.
Was this all your bright idea, Mike?
No, of course not. But what's cool about what Pete's saying too, like it's like a super band now, you know?
It is.
And Peter and I go back in the days of K-Max.
Yep.
One of our besties, and Toby Mac. Back in the day, we did the New School Jam.
That's right.
Touring together. We had no clue we'd be together. And it's been an absolute pleasure and joy. I love this man. And we have a great time on stage.
But everybody's great friends, brothers, and it's just families are tight.
Amen.
Yeah. But you must have had some mixed emotions a little bit. I mean, you left for a reason. 9 years fast forward, you're back in. Did you have to wrestle within that, or was it just like, nope, I'm in, let's do it?
Coming back, I didn't really have to wrestle because it was a slow process of kind of...
Very subtle.
Yeah, of just working on the song together and kind of hanging like we're hanging now.
And the best part about it, to be honest, and best part and kind of the weirdest part is that, let's face it, Peter started this thing years ago when I started DC Talk with Toby Mac. I'm more concerned about how it's going to work as opposed to how I feel.
What is so, just as an outsider, what is so impressive to me about it, looking at it from a distance a little bit, is this unity that you have. I think you can feel it in the concert for sure.
No question.
I think you can feel it in the records. I think it sends a really good message because I feel it
and
when
Doug,
I listen.
You can't fake it from stage.
Of course
people,
not. Yeah.
People can feel the difference.
Yeah.
They feel when you're on stage, you're getting along with each other, you're loving each other. You can't fake the funk, baby. They know what's up. They get it.
That's right.
Let's stop and... You can't fake the funk, baby. That's an important...
That's trademark, by the way.
Yeah.
Trademark, that's right.
Get the lawyers on that right now.
See ya.
So people just checked out the Newsboys United record. Now they're like, I want to go see Newsboys United, the tour. We know it's going to be a lot of fun. We know it's going to be high energy. What is something that might surprise people if they come check you out on tour?
There's one thing I really appreciate with all the guys is there is a gratefulness. We don't,
yes.
We kind of know who we are, and we don't have.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can have a meal in Nashville at a restaurant, and there are probably 10 musicians in that restaurant serving the food that are way better than we are.
That's a fact.
So there's a gratefulness of, man, there's so many people, talented people that are on tour we see.
Yeah,
we see people that are rising up and some that are doing different things, but we are grateful.
One thing I've always loved about Newsboys before I joined and even now I'm being in the band is back in the day, Toby and I would look at Newsboys production. Their shows were always over the top. I'm like, how can these guys afford this? And now I'm in the band, and sometimes we still can't afford, but we do it anyway. Our show is second to none as far as production, too. So
that's the truth.
To have the production side down, Pete, and the musical side down. God on board. What more can you say?
Yeah, there you go. I know hope. I know the gospel. I know we're those are the themes of the record. But if they're a preeminent message or theme that people are going to get when they listen through track by track to Newsboys United?
Yeah, I think they're going to be encouraged, you know, and they're going to feel unity. Right now, we're living in a country and a world that is really divided and maybe getting more so. So I think they'll sense a unity and they'll feel encouraged. I think the one thing about Newsboys music that has always been its constant, you know, it's tried different things and different instruments and different arrangements and things, but there's always a joy to it.
One final personal question for each of you. What is the preeminent thing God is teaching / showing / revealing to you in this season of your life right now, personally now?
I think for me, not to wear yourself out, to get rich, have the wisdom to show restraint, the borrower slave to the lender. You know, I think for me, you know, growing up in, coming from a middle class, lower middle class family, and then coming into a lot of success, I got caught up in material things. And so the last decade plus, it's just been living a simple life. And it's more the practical things that are in the Bible. A lot of times we get hyped up on, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, you can't if you're in debt up to your eyeballs. You know what I mean? So it's just some practical things. There's a lot of practical things in the Proverbs and that really speak to me at this time.
Tate Mayo, what about you?
Wow, Pete. How can I follow that?
Yeah, go ahead and try that.
Bishop Furlow over there. A lot of people are kind of shocked by this when I say it and thinking, well, you're Michael Tate. You know, you did DC Talk and you're this guy. You've been a Christian, blah, blah, blah. But it turns out at the end of the day, I'm human. And my humanness makes me doubt my faith sometimes, makes me doubt that God actually loves me. So in this season, I spend a lot of time in the Word. Probably a day goes by when I'm actually read the Word and get into it. The Word I know so well, but I read, study it, the concordance and all the commentary on it. I read about a God that loves me so deeply. And it's hard to grasp sometimes because I have a hard time loving myself sometimes. But I know that God loves me that much. I can then walk out the house, accept the fact that I don't have this or that, or I might lack here or there, but it's not about that. It's about knowing the Savior, vertical. Love God, first commandment, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Well said. The cross demonstrates what you're talking about too, so amen to that. Well, it's been a privilege for me over a few decades now to watch you all in your various endeavors and to play you on the radio and cheer you on and get to talk to you.
You're my favorite, Doug. Also, you're my favorite guy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I'm thankful too for everybody who has listened to this. If you haven't listened to the record yet, go back, hit track one. Come see Newsboys United in concert. You will, especially if you don't know, like you'll walk out of there going to be like, wow, I cannot believe what I just saw. Suffice it to say, you get a lot for your money when you go see the Newsboys, and God just might use the music to change your life. So check out newsboys.com for the tour stop closest to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Doug.
I'm Doug Hanna, Newsboys United.